This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A missing man in Shawano County was found dead in the Wolf River 4 days after he was last seen, according to police. Shawano County authorities sent out a press release yesterday updating the case. Deputies say 34-year-old Nathaniel Robinson was last seen in Shawano on October 25th. Police say they were investigating it as a missing persons case until they uncovered information that led them to an area along the Wolf River near Sturgeon Park. That's across from the Shawano paper mill. A drone and airboat search led officers to find Robinson dead in the Wolf River around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, according to police. Anyone with information is asked to call the county's non-emergency line right away. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites will run out of food benefits tomorrow as the federal government shutdown is days away from becoming the longest in history. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
The Northeast Wisconsin Pride event, rescheduled from last September, is set for this weekend. The Pride event will take place Sunday from noon to 9 at the Oneida Casino and Hotel. Organizers say to expect a day filled with amazing entertainers, diverse vendors, and plenty of fun activities. School resource officers from the Appleton Police Department arrested a teacher at Fox Valley Lutheran School on Wednesday. A press release from the police department says an online tip received through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children prompted the investigation. The teacher faces one count of possession of child pornography. Police said there is no evidence that any children were harmed at the school. Formal charges have not yet been filed in court. Don't forget to set your clocks back for daylight saving time this weekend. As meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us, that 1 hour difference can have a dramatic impact on our bodies and our minds.
On Sunday, we get an extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in earlier sunrises and earlier sunsets. People with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. While this change gives us an extra hour of sleep, the time difference can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for kids and pets. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. People tend to feel more tired with the less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So, it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning. Be sure to get plenty of rest, get exercise, be active, and make sure to eat a well-balanced diet full of fruits and veggies to regulate your mood cycle. And you can also consider a light therapy lamp. They're designed to simulate natural sunlight and help you. Experts say it's also okay to take naps if you feel fatigued, but limit the nap to 30 minutes and take it before 3 p.m. And standard time will last until March 9th, when we will again spring forward with the return of daylight saving time. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Forum was rocking last night. Chance of Let's Go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120-110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career-high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, I even looked back and said, what games did we play? It kind of threw me off, too. I was a little bit in shock, but, you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers possible. Maybe a flurry or two mixing in. Our low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.